If you read my book, More Precious Than Diamonds, you may remember the story of Bernadette, a young woman who longed for a child. At the same time, her husband, Alex, was battling what turned out to be terminal cancer. The good part to her story is that before her husband passed away, she gave birth to a healthy baby boy. About 4 years went by after Alex's death, and Bernadette remarried. Laza had won her heart. And soon, with much joy, Bernadette became pregnant. She wanted Laza to be present when the baby was born, but the more he thought about it, the more he believed he wasn't up to the experience. When contractions finally began, they made one futile trip to the hospital and then went back home to further await the birth, wondering if she would have to have a cesarean section, as she did with her first child. Another concern was that blood tests showed Bernadette had contracted group B strep, meaning that it would be very important that she get antibiotics 4 hours before delivery, or her baby's life would be in danger. Suddenly, her contraction speeded up to once a minute, and there was no time for any trip to the hospital. Very soon, Laza helped deliver their baby boy. The possibility of the baby contracting Bernadette's infection? That was amazingly prevented when he was born with the amniotic sac completely intact, which kept him safe inside. Something that happens only once in every 80,000 births. God knows our needs even before we do. The Bible says, "My God will supply every need of yours according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus." Got big needs today? Remember, God is still in the miracle-working business.
You've been listening to Encouraging Words with Darlene Sala. Visit guidelines.org for more.